On their first day of school, UCLA students, faculty, and other campus employees left their classrooms and their jobs. They were protesting both increases in student tuition and the university's cutback to salaries. Other UC campuses throughout the state have also staged similar demonstrations today. Students like graduate Cheyenne Corona say the hikes in tuition ruins the opportunity for minorities to afford a higher education.
And so they keep taxing the consumer, which is the students. And so we keep having to pay every year more and more money for our tuition.
It wasn't just faculty and students there. Other university staff took part in the walkout. Rita Hope works at the campus purchasing department.
If we don't stand together in solidarity, no one will be able to work at this UC and make a living wage.
Walk out, fight back, walk out, fight back.
Chance to lay off UCLA President Mark Udall reflected the anger directed at the UC Board of Regents. Labor union protesters blocked off delivery entrances to the Ronald Reagan Hospital. By midday, several unions joined a main rally by the Bruin Plaza as a crowd circled the plaza. Armed with picket signs and bullhorns, young adults together with seasoned employees pressed close to one another. They plan to return to work and to classes the following day. But today, on Thursday, their first day of class, they want to be sure the Regents heard them. This is CJ Domlo, Annenberg Radio News.